American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A federal judge is clearing the way for the Trump administration's federal buyout program after initially pausing the plan. President Trump spoke to reporters in the Oval Office about the necessity of reducing the federal workforce and the 75,000 federal workers that have signed up for buyouts.
I think a lot of people aren't going to show up to work. A lot of people, they got used to staying home and quote, working. But, you know, I wonder if they had other jobs or other things. You know, they have a lot of problems with that. No, 75,000 is a lot of people.
The plan would pay federal employees currently working from home through September while not requiring them to work. The program is part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to cut government spending. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. enjoyed his first full day in office as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Critics of Kennedy fear he will do more harm than good because, in their minds, Kennedy is anti-vaccine. Kennedy denied that is the case and spent a lot of time in confirmation hearings talking about safety and food additives. Twyla Brace of Citizens Council for Health Freedom thinks Kennedy will be good in this position.
He seems to care about Americans being protected from products and injections that are not good for them. I will say that we have yet to figure out exactly how much he knows about the whole Medicare, Medicaid system. That is a huge part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and we hope to be able to advise him.
Kennedy ran for president in 2024 before dropping out and endorsing President Trump's campaign. And President Trump's newly installed Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered the transfer of a federal inmate to Oklahoma so he can be executed. Bondi this week directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons to transfer inmate George Hansen so that he can be executed for his role in the kidnapping and killing of a 77-year-old woman in Tulsa in 1999. Hansen has been serving a life sentence in federal prison in Louisiana for several federal convictions, including being a career criminal that predate his death sentence. Hamas gives the list of hostages to be released this weekend. Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
The hostages include 36-year-old dual U.S.-Israeli citizen Sagi Dekel Hen, 29-year-old dual Russian-Israeli citizen Alexander Trupanov, and 46-year-old Israeli Yair Horn. That according to statements from both Israel and Hamas. Hamas says it expects Israel to release 36 Palestinians serving life sentences in Israeli prisons, and for 333 Palestinians arrested during the war to be sent back to Gaza. The hostage release comes after a series of delays, with both sides alleging the other broke the terms of a recent ceasefire agreement. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A school district in Michigan is trying to prepare kids ahead of time before they are exposed to pornography. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Portage Public Schools in Michigan teaches a lesson on pornography to ninth graders. The school board is now considering reaching students earlier. During a recent school board meeting, they reviewed recommendations for changes to curriculum. One recommendation was to move the lesson from ninth grade down to sixth. AFN talked with the president of Sexual Integrity Leaders, Daniel Wise, about this. He said this is showing us what's needed in the culture we have today.
That culture is sexually unhealthy. It's sexually confusing. And from the looks of it, this school is acting in a very proactive way. Not, they've already done this, but they're moving it from the ninth grade down to the sixth grade, because so many kids had been exposed and had not learned these lessons by the time they were reaching the material in high school. This is very age-appropriate curriculum. I'm familiar with the group they've contracted with to help guide them, and it's a good group.
That group is an educational consultant called Protect Young Eyes. They partner to help develop age-appropriate lessons for the sixth graders, according to the Christian Post. The Post says the lesson does not show pornography. It teaches what students should do if they come across inappropriate content. Wise added, we want parents to ultimately protect their kids against pornography. But by schools doing it, they're setting standards for kids.
Helping them know what is right and wrong and what to do about it, most importantly. And this can really help with the social interactivity, because a lot of kids tend to share pornography with their friends. So I think this might also help curb that and prevent some exposure.
Find more news at AFN.net.